Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, then.
KFNC.
Are you ready for this?
Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Let's do this.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's Monday, but everybody's present and accounted for, including Sean Salisbury, which means the life that we know it and the world as it is can go back to normal because Sean is back in the building. We're all here for another fantastic week. Nick is coming off just more reps than a relief pitcher being overused in the Astros bullpen.
He's the Chris Davinsky.
Yeah. Way to go, Devo. Way to go, Dragon.
Going 2+.
Dragon Sciarra coming in out of the pen.
You ever notice how Chris Davinsky walks?
Yes, I imitate it all the time.
That dude walks like he just bowled a perfect game.
He bounces on the balls of his feet.
He walks like he just won all the tickets at Whack-A-Mole. Like he's just like, yeah, I'm a badass.
Even when
he gives up runs, he's like, I don't care because I'm a badass.
I walk back in from the kitchen watching the Astros, and Lisa's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm doing the Devo walk.
I made me a sandwich, and I'm walking like Devo would when he made a sandwich.
Because his walk says, I'm a bad MF-er every time I see him. He has got so much confidence oozing out of that, the way he bops off the mound and on the mound. It's hilarious.
That's how Nick was walking around this weekend. He said, I'm a badass.
With my pimp limp.
Yeah.
No, not really.
No?
No. Well, you could have.
I could have.
You put some major reps in, which was great.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Congratulations to Shock's son, who got an offer to play college football, I see.
Yeah, well, they went over for a visit. Did he get the offer? Oh, I don't know.
Shock retweeted it, but it
sounds like... I don't follow him on Twitter.
Well, that's probably smart. But
he's an idiot.
He did say, his son said, and he retweeted it, got an offer from... I forget which school it was.
Okay, in the Oklahoma City area?
I think so.
That's where they were visiting. That's good. Awesome.
That's fantastic.
Did they
go see the UFC fight?
Huh?
Did they go check out the UFC fight?
Should've. That's a good question. They could see people get robbed.
Right. He said he was coming back Sunday morning, so never mind.
Yeah. So I don't have, usually I rant. I'm setting Joel up today.
Apparently. I warned him.
Apparently.
I warned him.
Like, I have some things on my mind, but these pale in comparison, I believe.
They're
secondary.
I want you to get your things out. Mine can wait.
I can totally wait. I'm way more pumped to hear what you got going on.
Y'all aren't going to believe this. And the ironic thing
is... You peed the bed.
Nope.
Okay.
But while this was going on, I kid you not, Lisa was already planning for it to be on the show. And trying to say, now, if you mention this...
I love it. I love it.
And I was like, okay.
You know, Nora's like that.
You got to get conditioned to it.
She's like that because she's like, this is either going to be on your radio show or in your stand-up set.
Yeah.
One of the two. Like, she knows. Sometimes I'll tell her and she gets mad. She'll be like, no. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. This is way too funny for me to not talk about. She gets mad, like real mad. But hey, it's the job we have and the life we live. So I can't wait. I'm pumped.
All right. So I don't even know. Hopefully this doesn't take more than this segment. But
if it does, that means it's really good.
Yeah. So yesterday, midday, we had been doing family stuff and everything like that. Lisa's outside with the dogs. I'm like doing a load of laundry or something. Like that. I'm running and watching the Astros game. And I come in and Taylor comes racing by me, and she's got something in her hand, and she's just laughing, and it's like she's playing a video game. I go, what do you got? And I look down, and it's our garage remote. We have an extra garage remote, and it controls both garage doors. So I look out the window, and both doors are going up and down, up and down, up and down. I'm like, oh, God. So the one goes up, and come, and evidently, like, we have a weight bench and a treadmill and a whole bunch of stuff in there. So there was, like, a full, like one of those half-size mirrors that was leaned up against the door, because Lisa looks, like, for form and stuff like that on when she's lifting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts tipping, and I'm like, oh, God. So I go sprinting out the back door, and I try and catch it. But obviously, I'm not that quick. But it hit the ground. It didn't break. I pick it up. Lisa's like, what was that? And I go, Taylor's got the garage remote. So she and I both turn around, and we're starting to walk towards the back door. And I was like, thank God it didn't break. And we got to watch her, because she's got the reach of like a five-year-old. So this is dangerous. We get about three steps from the back door, boys. And all I do is look up to hear boom. And I look, and the back door shuts.
Oh.
And we have a glass back door. So Taylor is sitting there smiling at us, looking through the window. And I go, Lisa, can you imagine how screwed we'd be if she actually could lock this door? And Lisa's like, yeah, no kidding. Right about that time, the right-hander goes above the doorknob to the actual lock, and we hear click.
Oh,
and I go, no, she didn't. And Lisa's like, no way. And she starts turning the knob. Sure as all get out. We're locked out.
Dude.
I go, Lisa,
that's hilarious.
We have never hidden a house key. Let's just think about this, right? So the good news is garage doors are up. I have access to my tools. But Lisa has her phone.
Uh-huh.
And her car is unlocked outside the back door. She opens the doors. She's looking around. Her phone has 2% left on the battery. I go, we got one call to make. You make it quickly. Our mortgage girl, who's a friend of mine, is like, because she sells houses. She knows everybody in Sugar Land. I go, you call her. Tell her what's going on. Tell her we can't even possibly make calls back. But tell that guy she knows it's a locksmith. He's got to come now. He calls back. I'm a half hour away in Katy, but I'm on my way. All right. So I'm going, okay, we got to keep our heads. Got to think about what we got to do here. And so Lisa's like, oh, my God, if she leaves our site, we're breaking through. And I'm like, okay, all right, just breathe, right? It gets worse. So Taylor then is having fun with this. She's looking out the door, and she's watching Mommy and Daddy. Right now she's kind of laughing. It turns out that it turns from a laugh to a cry, and she goes back and forth. But at least we got her in our sights. Lisa has the car door open. The dogs are outside. One of the dogs decided to jump in the car. Lisa didn't know that. Shut the car door. Taylor picks up Lisa's keys from the back cabinet while we're outside and starts pressing buttons. The next thing she locks the dog in the car.
Oh my God.
Now Lisa is screaming bloody murder. Charlie's going to die. Charlie's in the car. I'm looking, and I'm doing everything in my power not to get excited. I go, okay, I'm going to need you to step away from the door. And she goes, what are you talking about? The dog's going to die. I'm like, Lisa, breathe. You got to step away. I said, I got her attention, but if she hears you screaming, she's going to start crying. So I take I make it look like I have another set of keys, and I'm like, Tay-Tay Mama, watch Daddy. Push, 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 push. She hits the alarm on the car. Now my neighbors think something's up because the alarm's going haywire. And I'm really at this point thinking, I'm just effed. That's it.
This is hilarious.
And Lisa's like, no. I'm like, okay, you go back, go walk away from the building for a second. Just give me a minute. I coerce her into starting to continue to press buttons until I hear, ch-ch-ch. I go, Lisa, grab that door right now. And thankfully, she unlocked the door. We got the dog out. We got the car door
Charlie's
open.
Charlie's like, his tongue is out.
Charlie's coming out,
He can't even breathe.
What the hell are you doing?
That's trying to kill me, man. Dog's out, right?
I knew I wasn't your favorite.
Now, Lisa's got her face in the kitchen window. I get Taylor to go to the back door, and I start clicking the doorknob, trying to get her to reach the doorknob. She reaches the doorknob. So I go, okay, go higher, go higher. She won't go higher. She deked us. She goes like she's going for the lock. And then she stopped. And so Lisa's freaked out. She starts screaming again. That scares Taylor. She's crying. She runs.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, God. We got to keep her in our sights. Lisa's screaming. She goes tearing by me. She says, she's in our room. She's in our bedroom. And the blinds are open. I can see her. I go, oh, perfect. So she starts knocking on the window going, Tay, Tay, Tay. Tay thinks it's a stranger. So Taylor calmly walks up to the window and shuts the blinds. Now Lisa's going hysterical again. I go, this cannot be happening. So I get the power drill out. I got the extension cord. I said, use 1% of that phone life. You Google, can I drill through the lock and get the deadbolt open without doing too much damage? Find out we can. Right as I'm ready to go in on the lock, Lisa's like, can we save some money and just wait a second? She's sitting in front of the door now talking to me through the glass. I think right about that time, literally, a pickup truck screeches into our driveway, and I'm like, he's here. Stop. So she's got the baby, took the dude all of about 90 seconds, and he was in. And I'm like, are you serious?
Now, what kind of lock was it?
So it's a deadbolt.
Okay, so that was what she locked was the deadbolt?
Yeah, she locked the deadbolt because
I thought she just locked like the bottom lock.
No, we intentionally don't have a lock on the doorknob because they said kids can easily do those kind of things. But he just drilled. He was going to drill right through the center of the lock till you get to the deadbolt and you can slide it. And he literally, like in 90 seconds, was in. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. No one would believe this, but this is a story that when she's older, you're going to do. You remember the day you locked your parents out of the house? Dude. Our neighbors must have thought we were nuts because she's screaming. Like,
isn't that the lady from Channel 11 out there screaming at the dog locked in the car and her husband and the kid in the house?
And it wasn't hot outside or anything. Oh, my God.
So funny. And at least it wasn't raining. That would have been hilarious.
Oh, yeah, real funny. And I'm like, okay, so here's the deal. Now, before we even go to sleep, I am going to get a key. I'm going to hide a key somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make sure that never, ever happens again.
We did that because, like, we have the bottom locks.
Yeah.
And they auto, like, it's one of those ones where it'll unlock if you turn it. But sometimes that gets stuck, and I would go outside and then lock myself out because it wouldn't turn all the way and unlock.
Yeah.
That's the first thing we did when we moved into that house. But, yeah, you've always got to have a key somewhere. Did you put yours under the mat?
Nope.
I'm just kidding. Don't say
Nope. And I was like, my mom and dad always said that. And Lisa goes, let's put it in the garage. I go, yeah, because there's an idea. Because then at least when we're locked out of the house, we can break into the garage and break that window before we unlock the door.
I saw this thing online where it's a rock, okay? But on the bottom of the rock is this plastic tube. And so you can actually screw, it's like the rock is a cap.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And you can bury it and bury the key and everyone just thinks it's a rock in your yard. You should get one of those.
My neighbor was like saying.
Or just pay a homeless guy to keep a key in his pocket.
Or get to know my neighbors better and like have them. Then they might be, you know, you say you're on vacation, you come home early and the neighbors are got their feet up on your coffee table watching the tube. I don't need all that either. Like the girl that actually called the locksmith that lives out there, she's like, oh yeah, I keep my key hidden in brick number 6, fourth row up because it's loose by my, I'm like. And she goes, yeah, my brother, I told him about it, and he couldn't count right and couldn't find the key. I'm like, who can find the key? It's like a maze to find the key. Who does that? So, yeah, I had a little adventure last night.
So you're going to get the key made, huh?
Already did it.
Already?
Already did it.
All right.
This morning, I was at Home Depot bright and early getting keys made.
That's hilarious, dude.
Man, I was scared.
So how long total were you out? About 30 minutes?
Oh, I'd go, yeah. Probably 45.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had shoes on your feet? Because I'm walking around the house, no shoes. I mean, you guys are fully clothed, shoes and everything.
I had socks on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had socks
on. That would suck, dude. Yeah. What if, like, the ground was too hot and you're sitting here, like, jumping up and down?
Yeah.
I had socks on, but Lisa's one of those people that even in the house has to wear chonglas. She has to wear her flip-flops.
That's Nora. Why do women walk around the house with flip-flops on? I'm like, that makes no sense.
No. Now I'm the king of walking everywhere with just socks on. That's why I finally started buying socks that actually have blue or dark bottoms, just on white socks, just because I will dirty the hell out of them.
Right.
But like she'll even look at me and go, don't you feel the dirt on your feet? This weekend, I go, no. I'm like, our floors are clean enough. She's like, you don't even know, but you have dirt on your feet. That's why I go, man, I don't, it's not that serious. So yeah, I had a little adventure to wrap the weekend up.
Good time. Ooh,
boys. So now we got sports to talk about and other things. So if you guys want to join us, 713-780-ESPN, where you can hit us up on Twitter or give us a call and or text us on the HRNP listener line. And right now I want to tell you guys about the good folks at Window World. I'm a huge fan of Window World Houston, even if I had to break one of their windows to get into the house yesterday. I would do it because I know that when they come out, they put on the best quality windows that are not only going to keep the energy in your house, whether it be heating or cooling, but they're also going to lower your energy bills on a monthly basis. Right now, windows starting at just $189 a month offer a $45 extra, the Solar Zone Low E, which meets Texas energy regulations, and it's guaranteed to start lowering your energy bills. And right now, they've got an even better deal because you call Window World of Houston, you schedule a free written estimate. Absolutely no hassles, no high pressure, and you're not on the hook for anything. They come to you, they see what kind of windows you have, they tell you how you could lower your bills and improve your window quality, and then the rest is up to you. If you want to work with Window World, you call them back. If not, they go away. It's just simply that simple. They just want to make sure that you have the best windows at the best prices to keep energy prices down. Call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less. Give them a call.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. Here's a chance to win a gift card to Main Event. Get ready to wave your fun flag at Main Event this 4th of July. Listen all week for your chance to win a $25 fun card, valid for gameplay throughout a Main Event center near you. Head for fun this 4th of July. Head for Main Event. Eat, bowl, play. And now's your chance to win one of those $25 gift cards. Be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Win a $25 gift card to Main Event. Have fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're the gift that keeps on giving. We continue to give back to you, the usual suspects, because you are the suspects that keep us motivated every day.
Yeah. What else would we be here for if not for them, for the listeners?
Oh, we would just show up just for the hell of it because
we'd just be doing a podcast and no one would listen. And yeah, I doubt that. I had a podcast. I did like 5 episodes.
Or you'd be
like, I was like, this sucks.
Or you could be like Raheel and just pour it out every day.
Well, at least he's consistent because I've been on episode 9 for about 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, this is when I first started comedy, I decided to do a podcast because that was what everybody did. And I did like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 of them. And then when I would see that like 9 people would listen, I was like, what the hell am I doing? This is pointless. Like those kind of numbers really defeat you. You know what I mean? So yeah. I stopped doing it. I was like, all right, this sucks. Plus, I wasn't promoting it. I didn't have a means to, I didn't care that much. It was just one of those things I was doing as an exercise. And yeah, it sucked.
That's the thing. If you are going to do one, you not only have to make sure that the content is quality and every now and then has a hook that people are going to be drawn to.
Yeah.
And then, but then more so than anything else, it's the promotion. You got to self-promote and market and push and get every aspect of every freaking means of media you know to try and get people to jump on and listen to it.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, doing it without promoting it is pointless.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's when it's a complete waste of time.
That's the toughest part of it. That's the toughest part of most things. I mean, you see like these guys with their YouTube channels and stuff like that. The hardest part is the promotion.
Yeah.
Getting people to it and, you know, if you get lucky, you go viral. But usually, I mean, that's why guys like Joe Rogan, their podcasts are so popular because he's already known.
Yep.
He's
yep.
already an entity. So that helps.
No question. So the big news story of the weekend, of course, was Jordan Spieth's win in the Travelers.
Granato will definitely tell you that.
I'm sure he would. That shot.
Well, great shot. Dude. Celebration was better. At least now player and caddy relations have improved to the point where celebrations look in sync instead of that awkward Stevie Williams Tiger moment when it was fist bump, no high five. High five, no fist bump. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you think that the old guard, like, kind of side-eyed the celebration? Like, yep. There's no place for that in golf.
Well, he threw the club for one.
Yeah.
Then did the jump up and bounce off each other moment. Yeah, I think there were probably a few that probably turned a side-eye a little bit.
Well, they can get over it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Golf needs to be more fun. You know what I mean? Yep,
no question about it. And maybe more people...
And just wearing yellow pants doesn't count. Like, that doesn't make golf fun.
No. Now, John Daly's making golf fun because he wears those loudmouth pants that are absolutely atrocious.
But no, I think he makes it fun when he plays drunk. That's more fun. The pants don't do it.
I've seen, when that dude was drunk, I saw him do some things during a clinic that were just the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He literally, so on the 18th green, you know how it's surrounded by people? You know, they're real close to the green and they had bleachers set up.
Uh-huh.
He teed it up right at people, within 10 feet of people. And he said, I'm going to swing as hard as I can, but I guarantee you it's going over your head. He literally teed it up, swung as hard as he could, and it went over their head. The PGA came out and said, you're fined at probably six figures. You're going to be suspended. Can you imagine, just John, just for a second, could you imagine if you did miss it and hit it wrong?
Oh, you would have killed somebody.
And ironically, the ball went over the bleachers, then went into the parking lot and smashed the windshield of a car, too. So when John was drunk, he was something else.
That's funny.
So your Astros won again.
Yeah.
Won another series against the Mariners. So we can talk about that. We've got plenty to get to. The Rockets are supposedly chasing two big names. I think I know who they are. We can talk about that as well, but see if those are good, bad, or indifferent in your mind as we get ready to get into NBA free agency. And, of course, the Big Three started. That's what everybody was waiting for. 15,000 people at the Barclays Center to see three-on-three basketball yesterday. Are you kidding me? That and a whole lot more. Let's talk about it. 713-780-3776, the HRNP listener line. You can text us, you can call us, or hit us up on Twitter. We are the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang. Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4, Usual Suspects, half hour into the 3-hour big show. Plenty more to get to, so if you want to join us, please do. By the way, our handles are at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is Funny, and at The Producer Nick.
Got some text about your story.
Okay.
About you locking your kid in the house.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, someone's going to chime in, especially when we did the whole, she brought her peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school one day, and you'd have thought that I was trying to poison half the world.
So this was the first text. Mr. Blank, I need to make an appointment with you and your wife immediately. Thank you, CPS. Mm-hmm. That was Matt and Katie.
Of course.
And then he followed that with, Mr. Blank, I need to make an appointment with you and your wife immediately. Thank you, Houston SPCA. Mm-hmm. Matt and Katie.
And you know what my answer to Matt and Katie is? My less than 2-year-old daughter will probably pick up the cell phone and call for us because that's pretty much on the level she's at right now. She just wanted to get rid of her parents.
I didn't have an eventful weekend, really. Although I was made to feel less of a man.
Again?
That's a recurring theme in my life.
On the farm?
No. No. I finally, you know, I took my truck in.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Oh, the brake pads.
I had to look twice. I wasn't even sure those were brake pads. I'm like,
it was bad.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to get Nick to listen to it the other day when I was leaving work. I was like, listen, you can hear him grinding. He's like, I don't hear anything. I'm like, how can you not?
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
It was on the front right, on both sides of the brake shoes, there was no pad left. Mm-mm. It was the metal that the pad is stuck to was what was left clamping on the caliper or on the rotor. And then I had one like that on the back as well. But I don't have all the tools to do my own brake job, which I've done it like once or twice, but I don't want to do it. Number one, I don't like working on cars. Right. And I'm not very mechanical. I mean, I could do it and I have done it, but I just don't like it. You know what I mean? It takes me forever. I have horrible luck, so inevitably something's going to be stuck, and I'm not going to be able to get it off, and I'm going to break it. I'm going to have to replace the whole thing, the rotor, the calipers, and all that stuff. And so, my brother-in-law, fortunately, he is a firefighter with access to tools, so he agreed to help, which just ended up being me watching him do my brake job. Which, other than the time I took my truck to, I had a dead battery during a show, after a show. And so I took it to like the AutoZone or whatever. And other than the time when I had a female at the AutoZone replace my battery for me, it was pretty demasculating. It wasn't as bad as watching a chick change your battery for you.
Wait, you had a chick at an AutoZone replace your battery?
Yes. I thought I told this story here. Yeah.
No, you
I
must have told it on Sunday. Because I would have made fun
or
of you.
Or you must have thought about telling it and then better of it.
Oh, come on. You know me better than that. True. I'll tell anything. It doesn't matter. You think I have any pride?
I would have to stop. I couldn't do it.
So, no, but what happened was is I had the dead battery, right? And I'm all dressed up for the show. And so my buddy, Alan Adams, funny comic, by the way, if you ever get a chance, go see him. So he takes me to the auto. He gives me a jump and he follows me to the AutoZone. And, you know, so I get there and they're like, yeah, your battery's dead. We'll get you a new one. And I'm like, well, I don't want to. And they're like, well, we'll replace it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And this guy was like, but I'm helping this guy, so she's going to have to do it for you. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Like, I don't care if it's a dude, you know what I mean? But she's like, all right, sir, come with me. And then, I had to be right in front of the front door with all the lights and all the people walking by. Everyone watching this chick's change. So I'm just standing there going, how's it going? Like, I don't.
I would have just sat in the back seat.
I was just like, oh my God. Can I get you some water or a beer or anything, honey? Like,
what's she
do
doing?
You need anything?
Plugs in the belt? No, the battery.
I was just like, this is a new low for my manhood. But then, Saturday, he did all four rotors. We replaced all. I went and bought new rotors, bought new pads, all four in an hour and a half. Not bad.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And that included me having to go get the rear pads because they didn't have them when I bought everything else. So, pretty good. It was bad, though.
You put the picture on Twitter, and I looked at it, and the first time I thought, oh, he took the blades off his riding mower. I looked at those brake pads, and I was like, I thought those were the blades of like his riding lawnmower that he needed to have sharpened stuff. I'm like, those cannot be brake pads.
And he is certainly one of those guys. I've seen when I rode with him, he's like one of those guys that pushes the brakes like at the last minute before he gets to the stoplight.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
He's the Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's that guy for sure.
That doesn't do wonders
at
for
least,
your brakes.
No. But at least you got it. At least you got them replaced, man.
I did. I got it done. And, you know, that's how that goes. And then thank you for whoever's sending me vocabulary lessons. I really don't care.
Oh, man.
The word is emasculate, not demasculate. Guess what? The word is I don't care.
And the definition is...
Like, no, everyone knew what the hell I meant.
Yeah. The definition is...
Did you guys know
exactly
demasculate
right.
wasn't a word? I didn't.
I was going to say, the definition is we all knew what you were talking
God.
About, and that's all that mattered.
Yeah. That's
time
it.
To,
out of the whole
on.
Story, that was your takeaway, bro. Really?
We should just start messing up names on purpose.
I should.
Saying J.J. Reddick instead of Josh Reddick. Just to,
I should
that's
do
what
that.
The owner
aggravate
does.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. The owner, that's Jim true. Crane, did that. One of the first times they interviewed him about Josh Reddick, and he went, J.J. Reddick's a good addition. And I was like, now, is that his nickname, or is he just mixing them up?
Now, was it you, Joel, or was it Barry that brought up the Bobcats general manager story?
That was me.
Yeah.
Rich Cho.
He called him Dwayne Wade.
Introducing Dwayne Bacon at the press conference.
Dwayne
he was like,
Wade.
He's like, I'd like to introduce, who was the other guy? We need to get the audio. You need to hear it.
Let me get
you know
it.
What?
Monk, right?
Yeah.
Monk.
We need to
Malik
get the audio.
Monk.
Yeah.
Let me get the audio.
It's fantastic, though. He screws it all up.
Is that
so,
right?
Yeah. It's something I would definitely do. You know, I was like, I felt for him because I'm like, yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. I would do that. Like Billy D. Washington. We've had him on the show.
Right.
Fantastic comedian.
Yep.
One of the guys that kind of is my mentor. And when I first hosted for him, in my mind the whole time, all I said was, don't bring him up as Billy D. Williams. Don't bring him up. Don't say Billy D. Williams. Don't say Billy D. Williams. That's all I was thinking about because I would totally do that.
But that's the biggest curse for when you do it.
Yeah.
Like you're thinking about not
no
doing
doubt.
It so much that you do it.
Yeah.
That's what I hate.
When I was hosting, I had a comedian. I was like, what do you want me? Because you always get the comedian's credits for how you bring them up. So I asked this guy, what do you want me to say when I bring you up? He was like, I don't care. Just don't mess my name up. And I was like, okay, no problem. His name is Warren B. Hall. And I was like, no problem. I got it. I found a credit or whatever. I was like, all right, guys, you ready for your headliner? Yeah. All right, guys, come to the stage. You've seen him. Well, this and that. You can hear him. Give it up for William B. Ah, damn it. Oh, it was the worst. I was like, oh. So I just wore a B-Hall and I got off stage and he spent the first 5 minutes just berating me on the microphone. Sure. He's like, the one thing I told this idiot not to do is mess my name up. And what's the one thing this idiot does? I was like, I deserve all this. I deserve it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
But that's the thing. That's the curse. The kiss of death is don't do this, because then I've been there so many times before. This is the same thing. Even if it's in a business meeting, you're like thinking, okay, don't do this. And his name is, don't do this. Name is. And then you're just like, hey, my name is Walt. You know, his name is like Walter. And you're just like, here's Wally William. Jeez.
Yep.
That'll get that deal done quicker.
Yeah. It sucked pretty bad. So
did you see, by the way, and Abby's mom had an open invitation that she should have done more with. But Ranger fans were trolling on the Astros yesterday, getting down early and just banging on them. And she was retweeting them, but then no one was ganging up. And I was like, whoa, people slow down. And they're like 12, 13 games back in the standings. Yet they were like, oh, the Astros think they're all big and bad because they got a lead, but they're getting hammered by the Mariners, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and right about that time that they started to send these tweets, and I'll have to pull them for you. The Rangers blew a 7-run lead. The Astros came back to take a big lead. Unfortunately, the Rangers ended up beating the Yankees. But I was just like, God, these Ranger fans are arrogant.
Yeah, how are you going to talk mess with when your team's in shambles
this year?
You're
not even in second place, dude.
Stop it.
Jeez. All right, so we'll get to that. We'll get to the Astros. We've got a lot on our list, but if there's something on yours, please let us know, and we'd be happy to entertain it. 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call and you can text. And or if you want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that too. The usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the usual suspects. We've got more than 2 hours still to go. What should we do? Oh, we should probably just do another giveaway to make sure you, the fans, and the listeners are happy people. So, want to tell you about Local Grooves tickets for Local Brews. It is a great event that you can get tickets to. Local Brews, Local Grooves Craft Beer and Music Festival this Saturday, July the 1st at the House of Blues right there in downtown. Kick off the evening with over 25 craft beers and rare releases, 12 local bands on 3 stages, chef-inspired pub food pairings, and more. Tickets get you into the music hall, Crossroads at the House of Blues, and the ever-popular Foundation Room. To get tickets or more information, you log on to houseofblues.com. But right now, we're going to give away 2 tickets for Local Brews, Local Grooves this Saturday. 2 tickets for caller number 12 right now at 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. You must be 21 to win.
You dirty rat. You did that to old Nicholas on purpose.
Nick was sitting dead red, so I decided to throw him a change back.
Huh? To tell the intern the number, because now y'all know that's what I do. I should have never, I should have been more mysterious about it.
Yeah, why do we have to do that? Are they not listening to the show?
I think sometimes, exactly. Yeah.
So are the listeners.
No, but he's not. Sometimes he can be on a much larger delay because he's listening on that little player.
He's trying to like log and post a lot of our stuff.
Because he's going back, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's all good
to know that they're not listening to the show. That's nice.
Well, they are,
yeah.
But they're not doing it in real time.
Okay. Yeah. I do have a chance at redemption for my man card tonight. The toilet in my master bath is leaking from the bottom. The wax ring mm-hmm. needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So your boy gets to do that tonight.
Don't screw it up.
I get to do this. I've done it before, but it was in an older house, so it was not fun. You know what I mean? Like the flange, I had to end up replacing the flange, and it was just a nightmare. So I'm hoping the fact that this house is only a couple years old This is just going to be, and it I shouldn't be having to replace the wax ring on a toilet that's only 2 years old. Things happen.
While you're doing it, you know in the back of your mind, you'll be thinking of Nick and I going, if I screw this up and I have a non-responsive flange or the wax ring goes a little haywire and or the toilet just keeps, oh boy.
I'm a do-it-yourself guy, but I'm not fixing my own toilet.
You wouldn't do this?
Not a toilet.
Uh-huh. Who's less of a man now, Nick?
Take away my man card. I'm not fixing no toilet.
Dude, I'll it's not this, that man. Hard. It should take like 15 minutes. Okay. Well, like you drain the water, you unscrew the two nuts that hold the toilet to the floor, you lift it up, you clean out the wax ring off the flange, you put a new one on, you set the toilet on, you're done.
It's probably why plumbers get so much money, because it's probably not that That's hard, like the but easiest... everybody's disgusted to touch their own toilet. I'm not touching it.
It's your boo-boo.
I'm not touching
it. And wee-wee, I mean, what the...
Dude, you got...
I cleaned it today. I was like, all right, I got to do this tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and clean the toilet.
I'll do something on my car. I'll fix my tire. I'll do something like that, but I won't.
Your dad owned a mechanic shop, though.
Yeah, well,
or a service center or whatever the hell you want
to
call it.
Or I'll try to fix something that breaks in the house.
Like what? Like what?
Anything.
Like what? Name one thing you've fixed.
China with super glue.
Name one thing you've fixed at the house.
Crazy glue works wonders.
Yes, it does.
I mean, you can fix anything.
Gorilla glue works really good, too.
It does.
I like how Nick is avoiding what he's fixed at the house.
He very much is.
What have you fixed at the house, Nick? Outside of the garage, not in the car.
He fixed dinner last night.
I actually fixed the garage, like the garage door. Like I fixed that before.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What did that entail? What did you have to do?
Getting our little wheel track back on the track.
Yeah.
The wheel back on the track.
Oh, okay. So you popped the wheel back on the track.
You popped it back in just by,
I'm talking like actually fixing something.
That's considered fixing something.
Is it?
It's not.
Is
not
it
really?
The wheel was outside the track, and now it's back in the track where it's supposed
to
be.
Yeah, that's called putting the wheel back where it was supposed to be. That's not really fixing. If you would have said that the whole thing, I've had the spring pop on my garage door.
Like break.
Yeah, I didn't fix that.
You can't fix that.
I had to have somebody come out. But yeah, I want to know like what you've done manly around the house.
Fixed dinner.
I was pretty proud of that garage. I mean,
it's like you burst into my bubble now.
I was like, really?
I was like,
I thought I was going to break it, honestly.
All right. Well, you know, before in a previous life, I used to be I was a maintenance man in an apartment complex. So I know how to do some of these things.
Oh, okay.
I can do some of these things around the house. Somebody asked the question, where'd it go? Somebody wanted to know basically, Barry, when did you get into sports radio? Is 30 too old to try and get in the industry? No. Mm-mm. There's really not an age limit in this industry.
Absolutely not.
I mean, you know, sometimes maybe you hang around too long, but...
Laminac. I'm gonna have dreams about you, Laminac.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying, no, there's not... I mean, certainly not at 30. That's plenty of time to...
Plenty of time to get in the Hall of Fame.
Plenty of time to get in the business. I think, well, I did it, 4 years ago? 2013. So 4 years ago is when I won Rock the Mic. So I would have been 39. I mean, that's not,
So you still got 9 years to kick around before you start.
Plenty
what you
of
do.
Time. Plenty
if it,
of time.
If it makes you feel any more confident, I've scheduled, you know, what we call stringers, guys that do updates from football games, and they're literally like full-blown lawyers or engineers, and they just wanted to get in the industry, and they're literally above the age of 50, and they got into the industry. So yeah. It's
even
possible.
The stat people that do, the stat guys have real full-time jobs that do it, even for network and for the local teams that come into, but the guys just want to stay around sports.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So you can always even do it as a hobby.
Somebody said plumbing is so easy and common sense. That's true. Back when I was...
common sense.
Yeah, plumbing... Dude, yeah, this is what I was told.
Turn the water off before you try anything with your toilet.
So when before or after the job when I was a maintenance guy in an apartment complex, I was a carpenter and I worked with my ex-wife's dad and his dad. So it was these two old dudes and we did all kinds of stuff. And we would do plumbing, electrical, carpentry work. It didn't matter. I mean, these guys knew how to do everything, and so they taught me how to do it all. But I remember telling him I didn't like doing plumbing. I didn't understand it. And the grandpa told me, look, there's two things you need to know about plumbing. Crap doesn't flow uphill and payday's Friday. That's it. That's all you need to know about plumbing. And that's literally stuck with me ever since then. That it's basic. Like, plumbing's easy. It's just, it seems hard. And you're right. No one wants to mess with it. And then the third thing the dad added was, and if you're a plumber, don't bite your fingernails. That was the other thing he added. So that's what I learned about plumbing from the wise men before me. Yeah.
I can understand that one.
Somebody said, you have toilets way out in spring? You know what, Robert and Tomball?
You're going to get that forever, man.
They got a trough on the farm.
Oh, you guys.
Remember the troughs at the dome?
I do remember those.
Yeah. In the men's restroom, God, there were urinals. Those. It was just a trough.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a long
metal trough.
And if you were a kid, it was the worst thing in the world. Yeah,
trying to get little Billy over the edge can be a problem.
Then just dudes just peeing everywhere and splashing, and you're a kid. And I was just like, nah, I'm not going.
And they're drunk, and they're talking to their buddies, and they turn, and they're like spraying it off the back
it's
wall.
It's horrible. Horrible.
I might have. I don't remember.
I do remember the troughs. The troughs were a big thing in a lot of places.
Yeah. Worst thing you could do, though, is have a guy with the snow cones put it on the floor in that place.
Oh, that guy. I hate that guy. The guy from Minute Maid Park.
Yeah. He did it at Minute Maid. Can you imagine if he did it where the troughs were?
I would have never bought a snow cone anyway, but that's just nasty.
Ugh.
Talking about adding a little salt to the sweetness of a snow cone. Look out. Yikes. Hey, by the way, kudos and props to Pat Beverly. He said he was going to do it, and he did it. First team all defense, Patrick Beverly. One of the worst kept secrets because of these horrible award show thing that's going to happen with the NBA, because we still don't know who MVP and otherwise is. But Pat Bev, first team all defense, along with Draymond Green, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, Rudy Gobert. The Stifle Tower gets in.
Read that again.
Rudy Gobert.
Yep.
Chris Paul.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
Draymond Green. Pat Beverly.
Okay.
Rumor has it defensive player of the year is Draymond Green.
Really?
I thought Gobert had a legitimate shot.
I did too. That's who I my pick was. But
the French rejection and the Stifle Tower. He gets the first team all defense. Doesn't get defensive player.
Oh well. We'll see. Somebody was giving us odds yesterday on like the MVP and stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently Westbrook is -3600 to win the MVP.
It's all his.
Which means you would have to bet $3600 to win 100.
Yep.
That's pretty much running away with it.
Yep.
So, and I think that's based off of, somebody said that was based off of the votes that they know, like
they've
tallied people
for
and,
the official voters. Yeah. And you know, there's been rumblings that James might slide to third. I just can't see that happening. But I do know it's a foregone conclusion. He's not going to win. The awards where the Rockets have the best chance to win.
Coach of the Year?
Coach of the Year with D'Antoni, because Spoelstra is the other candidate that was getting a lot of votes, but he didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, and Eric Gordon should win Sixth Man of the Year. And then Executive of the Year.
Yeah, he was like -800, Gordon was.
Is that right?
Or 600. 800, I think, yeah.
Executive of the Year, it's a neck and neck between Daryl and Les Alexander for who's just going to win it for the Rockets. And then I don't know who, if they either one of them have a chance, but they should be up there for consideration.
Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. Anybody going to watch that show?
Hell no.
Good Lord, no. All right, we got one of the books, two to go, plenty more show. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack and his gang do a fantastic job taking care of people with customer service, quality American-made furniture, service after the sale, and it keeps you coming back for anything you need furniture-wise in your house while you're in Houston, Texas. Gallery been in business for over 36 years in the H-Town area. They now have three locations, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Westheimer and Post Oak Galleria location, and the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Max sits at the front desk at that location. He'll quickly greet you with a smile and put you in the capable hands of one of his salespeople that are going to pay attention to every detail of what you're looking for, what you want to spend, and what you might like, and then show you all the different choices till you find something you like. Right now, he's also got a deal going on where if the Astros win it all, you get your furniture for free. What that means is you buy $3,000 or more worth of furniture and the Astros win the whole thing, you get your furniture for free. Details on for that is on galleryfurniture.com. But Mac also believes that what he says to you is what's going to happen. So if he says you buy today, you get it tonight. You buy today, you get it within 3 to 4 hours of the time you purchase your furniture. And if you need something moved out of the way in the process, they'll be happy to do that as well and take it away. Gallery Furniture, no back order slips, and guaranteed when Max says it from his mouth to your ears, Gallery really will save you money.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.